Yes, President, Mr. President.
How you doing?
Fine, and how about you?
Well, I'm surviving. I may make it till tomorrow.
Why?
I got Joe Califano here.
Yeah.
And you trained him right. He got my pocketbook out.
Uh-huh.
And now he's going after my inside. And we got the director of the budget, and I just told him I'd try this one on for size for you. How much money should we have for foreign aid in the budget?
Oh, about $3 billion.
All right, we got $2.5 billion this year. We asked for it, and you gave us $2.1 billion.
Well, are you counting everything? Military assistance and all that?
There's military assistance in here. No, this is just economic.
Oh, well, I'm counting everything.
Yeah, I'm just talking about economic.
Oh.
We asked for $2.5 billion. You gave us $2.1 billion.
Then you ought to try for $2 billion.
Well, they think we ought to try for... They think $2.5 billion is the minimum we can exist on.
All right, I would try for it. And let's see what we make out, how we make out.
Well, they say you'll get that cut. You got to get more.
Yes, that's right. There'll be a cut.
Well, they say...
I don't think you'll get more than you got last time, if I must be very truthful about it, Mr. President.
Well, that's my judgment. Now, if you ask for $2.8 billion, they think you might get $2.5 billion. If you ask for $2.5 billion, they think you might get $2.1 billion. That's what you got this year.
Yeah.
They think $2.5 billion is the minimum. That's what the director thinks, Mr. Goud, Mr. Califano, Mr. Schultz.
Yeah.
I told them to ask for $2.5 billion and try to get $2.5 billion.
That's right.
They say you can't do that.
That's right.
They say you ought to ask for $2.8 billion and hope you can get $2.5 billion. But if you ask for $2.8 billion, that's $700 million more than we got this year. And I don't believe that Congress will give it to you.
I agree with you, and I don't agree with Goud, although I have the highest respect and admiration for him. I think they know pretty much that after all this past year, they got that $2.1 billion. Now, I would ask for the $2.5 billion and say that you need every nickel of it.
Well, we had $300 or $400 left over from India that I didn't use in Pakistan.
Yeah.
And we had $2.1 billion, and that gave us $2.5 billion.
Yeah.
So we spent $2.5 billion. Now, they got to have every penny of $2.5 billion next year because we got a bunch of younger countries. We got some more difficulty.
Of course, the point is that I'm not saying that they won't cut the $2.5 billion, but I think that this idea that if you need $2.5 billion, you better ask for $2.8 billion.
Wait just a second. I want to see if I can cut them in here. Just a second. Hello, Johnny.
Yes.
Okay. I thought I could hear you over this phone here, but I can't.
I tell you, you know, hello.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law died being buried tomorrow morning.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But she's a fine lady that you met at.
I sure do.
Yeah.
I hope you'll give your wife my best wishes and my sympathy.
Well, she'll appreciate that.
I'll send her a wire.
Yeah.
I'll sure do it. So your feeling is, give me your reasoning behind that.
My reasoning behind it is the prestige of every request that you're going to make. You've already said that there's going to
prestige
be...
Prestige of every request I'm going to make, I've already said.
That's right. And you're going to ask for certain cuts.
Yeah.
And everyone knows that there's going to be a cutting of the budget.
Everybody knows there's going to be a cutting of the budget.
If you come in with a request that's $700,000 more than you got this year...
If I come in with one $700 million more than they gave this year...
They're going to laugh you out of court.
Going to laugh me out of court.
And as far as I'm concerned, I would figure that on your needs, and I would say this is it and this is it. And then if the Congress assumes the responsibility of cutting it, well, it's their concern.
I'd say this is it, if Congress assumes the responsibility of cutting it, this is their concern. But you justify every dime of it and demand every bit of it, and you think you'd get more that way than if you asked $2.8 billion. Is that what you're saying? What?
That's right. That's the way I feel.
Well, tell Charlie Schultz that, and let's see what he says.
All right.
Senator?
Did you have a good Christmas?
I sure did. You, sir?
Yeah.
Good. But I gather your view is you come up with a 25 and say that's it, you got a better chance of holding that than if you come up with something higher.
The integrity of the request that you make.
I think the point is that we could well use and well spend the 2.8, but nobody will believe it.
You could use 3.5.
That's right.
But the point is that last time you only got 2.1.
That's right.
And everybody's talking about cutting the budget, and they're going to cut the foreign aid bill. Now, that's the responsibility and the prerogative of Congress.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is that the responsibility and the integrity of the president is to ask what he actually needs.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got to justify it.
Right.
And this idea of asking for 2.8 on the grounds that you're going to get 2.5, that's all right for Johnny Pastore to do it, but it's not all right for President Johnson
to do it. Yeah, I see your point. I guess the point that...
Now, if your actual needs are 2.8, then I say ask for the 2.8.
Yeah, it is one of those...
realistic about this. I mean, here you involve not only this particular request, you're involving every other thing.
That's right.
That means the
space
program and everything else.
Right, right.
If the impression gets abroad that we're asking for 2.8,
yeah.
I mean, but we'll take 2.1 or we'll take 2.5.
Right.
That more or less, I think that debauches your other requests as well. You'll never be able to say, well, this is what I want. This is what I need.
Yeah, we're in a bit of a quandary. In part, we could real well use the 2.8 and justify it and support it. No question of that.
Well, I think you ought to say that in this message.
But, you know, problem is, would anybody believe you? That's the difficult part of it. Let me get Bill Gowd on just a second. The president said maybe you ought to say this to him or give him a chance to take a crack at it. You know, just a second. Be right with you.
John?
Yes?
Hi there.
Bill.
Yeah.
I know you can use the 2.8. You've gone through this before.
That's right.
And you know what the tenor and the temperament of the Congress is.
Yeah.
But I mean, as far as the integrity of your department and the integrity of the president in making your request is concerned, I think he ought to ask what he thinks he should get and what they will give him.
Yeah.
And stick to it. Now, if the Congress wants to cut it, I mean, that's something we'll all have to live with, that's all.
Mm.
But I think that the integrity of the request is very important.
Yeah.
Because this isn't the only request being made from Congress. He's going to come up there with appropriations for Vietnam and everything else. And if this begins to get out that I'm asking for 2.8 on the hopes of getting 2.5, that's more or less going to affect every other request that he ever makes.
Well, of course, I wouldn't put it that way, John, because the 2.8, and I think Charlie Schultz would agree, he's been over it in detail, is a solid request, you know?
Well,
it's not a phonied-up request.
But I mean, is it solid in this way, where you can show that this time you need $700 million more than you needed last year?
Well, you see, as the president said, what we've actually got this year is 2.5, because on account of the end of PAC war, we had $320 million left over.
I didn't get that. I mean, you had a carrot.
No, but we had it.
That's right.
We had it.
You see?
So the 2.5 is what we have this year, despite the cut to 2.1.
Right, and therefore, this year you're coming in for the same amount.
That's right.
The 2.5.
Well, the 2...
Well, look, I don't think it makes that much difference,
yeah.
Because I think they're going to cut you. I don't think...
That's right.
The 2.8 or 2.5, you're going to come out any different.
It's a tactical question, John. You think we'll come out in the same place anyway?
You're going to come out in the same place, and I think I'd like to go in there and say, this is how much we spent this year, and we spent it wisely, and that's what we're asking.
Yeah. Well, I can see your point of view on it.
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
Well, I mean, look, as far as I'm concerned, Bill, you can make a $3 billion and I'll fight for it because I believe in the
You're a good soldier.
You're asking me what I think is a practical tactical proposition.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think myself that I would go in with a legitimate figure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I feel.
All right,
and
sir.
I'll back up anything you bring up there.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
So long.
All right, Joe.
Joe?
Go on to.
What's that? You want to speak to Joe?
No, I don't. No. I'm all through with him.
All right. Do you want to speak to the president again?
No, well, unless he wants to.
I think he's just disappeared for the moment.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot. You bet.